This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ulagah Church of Christ in Ulagah, Oklahoma. You're listening to For This I Bow My Knees with Tracy Frederick.
He held the coats. I stood there in my bedroom closet looking through the many items that hung there, doing my usual routine at the beginning of a year and considering what needed to be tossed and what should be or could be kept. I admit that sometimes it's hard to let go of some of those items. They hold sentimental value. But I stood there in my closet with my arms full of clothes, heavy sweaters, a few scarves, and thought about him holding those coats. Acts chapter 6 gives the context for the situation. Verse 1 through 6 says that the disciples were increasing in number, and there were problems. The widows were being neglected. And so the 12 apostles appointed 7 men who would be put in charge of the task. One man chosen, Stephen, is described by the inspired writer in verse 5 as full of faith and the Holy Spirit. In a couple of verses later, in verse 8, he's recorded as full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. So it was probably no surprise when in Acts chapter 7, we read he was challenged by the Sanhedrin council, and there he gave his defense and spoke boldly of their sin of killing the Messiah, the Christ. They were livid and rushed at him, and in verse 58 it records, and cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their coats at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. He held their coats. If you're familiar with the Bible, you know the rest of the story, don't you? Stephen's death seemed to start what became kind of an open season on Christians. Acts chapter 8, verse 3 says, Saul made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committing them to prison. I can imagine that there were other times during this terrible persecution that Saul held other coats and watched as other Christians were stoned to death, dragged from their homes, holding onto those items of clothing, knowing that owners would never get them back, feeling satisfied, justified in his actions. But in chapter 9, Christ confronted Saul on his journey to Damascus while he was determined to imprison those who belonged to the way. There Saul was struck blind and led to the house of Judas, where Ananias taught Saul how to wash his guilt clean. Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. I believe that day that Paul saw, even assisted in Stephen being stoned, was a pretty big day in Saul or Paul's life. It started his personal vendetta against Christ. And I believe he spent his new life on this earth trying to find a way to make up for that, for holding those coats. You see, after Paul was baptized, Acts chapter 22 records Paul's speech after he was arrested for preaching the truth. In that moving chapter, Paul begins his defense by telling his story, how he became an apostle for Christ. But in that story, Paul points to that day that started it all. He says, So I said, Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believe on you. And when the blood of your martyr, Stephen, was shed, I also was standing by consenting to his death and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. Acts chapter 22, verses 19 through 20. I often think about Paul, as I did that day when I was in my closet holding those items in my arms. I think about his life of sacrifice, of complete service to his God. I wonder about his joy to be considered worthy enough to be put in prison, to be beaten and robbed, hungry, shipwrecked for the cause of Christ. His Christ, who was merciful enough to forgive his sin. And I'm wondering if it meant more to him, because he saw his sin before him in those coats, in that face of Stephen. I wonder if it meant more to him to be accepted into the church, to stand with and next to those he threw into prison, or the families of those he imprisoned. I ponder Paul's life, and think about his life and the great comfort that comes with Paul saying in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new." I've heard some say that there are those who are not raised in a godly home appreciate their forgiveness more. I'm not sure if that's true, but this I do know. Paul never looked back, never seemed to reconsider or long for the good old days, because he knew that they weren't. Because when he was faced with his sin and saw his sin for what it was, death, and saw the mercy he was given to be a new creature again, forgiven for holding those coats, that newness was all that he wanted. "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more." Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. "And it is for this that I bow my knees."
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.